Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Here's the thing that has stumped people and tripped people up, you and me included, at different times. People think because I came short on something or I made mistakes, I lost. I'm defeated. I got defeated on that one. You're not defeated until you accept it inside.
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
You're not defeated because something happened to you outside. You're only defeated when you accept defeat in your heart.
Come on.
Yeah, that's right.
Until you do that, you're still a conqueror.
Amen.
You're still a victor. You're still a winner. Would you like to know more about this? Put up John 16:33, please. John 16:33. Jesus said, "These things I've spoken to you, that you might have what?
Peace.
Peace. Peace." Listen carefully. These are the words of the Master. "In the world you shall have tribulation." Where?
In the world.
In the world. Greater is he that's in you than he that is
in the world.
Oh, friend, we need to understand how great a barrier there can be between what's in the world and what's in me. Just because it's in your house, in your body, in your life, around you, or at work, or around your family, does not mean it has to be in you. And you and I can't control everything that happens around about us. And that's what the devil, he works overtime trying to get people to feel condemned because everything's not perfect around us. And if you had enough faith, everything would be perfect around you. No, you're living in a curse-filled, devil-filled, rebellious people-filled world.
That's right.
Things are never going to be perfect all around you.
Amen.
But they can be perfect inside you.
Amen.
Glory.
That's right.
You can be full of peace inside you. You can be full of joy inside you. You can be full of victory inside you every day of the week.
Amen. Come on.
It's a choice.
Amen.
I said it's a choice.
Amen.
Listen again. In me, Jesus said, you shall have peace. Say it out loud. I am in him. And he is in me.
And in
him,
which is in me,
I have peace.
Peace
that passes understanding.
Keeps
my heart.
Keeps
my mind. What about in the world?
Tribulation.
Junk. Problems. And it's always going to be that way till the Lord starts this thing over. New heaven, new earth, no curse, no sin. Till then, you can't fix everything. Everything's not going to be fixed. We're in the world. We're not of it. We're of God. And what's in the world doesn't have to be in us. What the world's full of, not supposed to be in us. We should be God inside minded, God inside focused, victory, peace, joy inside focused. Hear people talk about going to your happy place. It's not far. I said, it's not far. It's right inside. Go to 2 Corinthians. You're still not ready for numbers. We got to get you ready. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. 4:3, 2 Corinthians 4:3. If our gospel is hid, it's hid to those that are lost. In whom the God of this world has done what? Blinded the minds of them which believed not. Unbelievers are not seeing the right thing. Their mind, not their eyes, their mind is blind. There's things right in front of them, and they don't see it. Things that should be so obvious. I mean, when the sun comes up, you don't have to be too bright to look at that and go, wow, something's going on out there. Yeah. Is that, who made that? What is happening here? But if you're an unbeliever, you look at it and go, ah, all that just happened. Yeah. Where'd it come from? It just bang, and it was. Okay, well, what caused that? We don't know, but it ain't God. Yeah. It ain't God. There is no God, no such thing as God. How could any intelligent person say that? You weren't there. How can you say that? Well, it ain't. There's no way you could know. Been on earth about Nat's life? Duration? I've been to college, got 3 degrees. Yeah, and what did they know? People that taught you. If they're wrong, that just gives you a degree in wrongness. The only way an education is good is if you get good information.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Just because you sat in classes and took tests and, you know, if they're wrong, then you're wrong too.
That's right.
Just a thought. He said, verse 6, for God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined where? 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 He's not shining this openly in the earth.
That's right.
Amen.
He's shining it in us. And we are the light of the world.
That's right.
And he's doing it on purpose. Because if he revealed himself anymore, you couldn't doubt. It'd take it out of the realm.
Right.
God could stick his face in the sky tomorrow morning and fill it from coast to coast and go, hey, I'm real. There wouldn't be an unbeliever on the planet anywhere. Somebody said, why don't he do it? He doesn't want to. Because then it takes away the possibility of faith by choice. And if somebody doesn't choose to believe in you and trust you and choose to love you, if they don't have a choice, you can't have real love or real faith. You have to have a choice.
Amen.
And that's what's going on for a very short season. And there's going to be a harvest of people that made the right choice.
Amen.
Aren't you glad?
Yes.
By the grace of God,
yes.
You've made the right choice.
Yes.
Hmm.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. He said God has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Where did he shine? Where did he shine? In our hearts. And we have this treasure where? In earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. And then you see the results of it. Verse 8, we're troubled where? Where? On every side. That's not in you.
That's right.
That's around you.
Yeah.
Yet inside what?
Not distressed.
You see in just a moment, he talks about this is the spirit of faith, which is the spirit of victory. What's the victory that overcomes the world? Our faith. What does faith look and sound like? When trouble... See, there's some people that don't understand faith. If this would have been in our day, they would have written back to Paul and said, now, Paul, you're making bad confessions. Don't say you're troubled on every side. Why? If it is, it is. if there's trouble all around you, it is. Denying it is not faith. Pretending it's not there, playing ostrich, sticking your head in the sand, that's not faith. It's there, but it ain't in me. It's around me, but I'm not letting it in me. Trouble, 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 peace. Hurricane. I'm in the eye of the storm. And I feel no harm. Hallelujah. The Lord showed me something today. Besides how blessed we were. Revelation, hold your place here. I think we'll get to Numbers. If not, maybe you can come back. Revelation chapter 3 and 20. Chapter 3 and 20. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." Why would the Lord stand at the door and knock? Is He not the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Don't He just go where He wants to go? Why would He need to stand at the door and knock? If any man will hear My voice. So He's talking too.
Yes. Knocking and talking.
Keith. Boom, 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 boom. Keith, boom, 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 boom. John, boom, 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 boom. Susie, boom, 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 boom. Betty, boom, 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 boom. Who's calling your name and knocking on the door?
The Lord.
The Lord. If any man will hear My voice and do what? Open the door. There's no handle on the outside. It has to be opened from the inside. And it can only be opened from the inside. This is some of the best news you ever heard. Now, not only will the Lord not come in unless you let Him in, that means nothing else can get in unless you let it in.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.